tuning in to Paragon Podcasts. This is Paula English. Let's find out more about us on our website at paragonlivingus.com or visit us on Facebook, Paragon Living US, and Instagram, Paragon Living US. I hope you enjoy the podcast today, and we appreciate your feedback, and share it if you like it. Thanks again. Enjoy the call.
All right, Paula English, Patty Young here, talking about what is it that ultimately would cause us to want to partner with someone specifically. Patty, coming into this, we're both saying that it's kind of hard to imagine being in that new shoe, right? Because we both have been doing this for so long, the idea of thinking, I've got to start over. What would be the attribute I would look for in a business partner? There's a part of it where having the modern tools, the things that are plug and play, has certain appeal because no one wants to reinvent the wheel. However, I'm not sure that's enough for me.
None of the things I am doing have been mentioned, but I have 8,700 PV this month. That's without even having a business builder. So something's working for me, and the MDOs that I send out are, I should check, but I would say most of them are above the millennial age.
So with the model that you have built and consistently exercise, and the new information that is being presented as the way, what would you say to an experienced person? When I first was introduced to the concept of network marketing, because I'd had years of sales experience, the idea that I could actually earn on the efforts of others by building a team, doing what I was doing, which I knew I could teach, I could show someone what I was doing, so there wasn't, it was not mysterious. It was do this and you get that, right? So you teach 10 people to do that. And that quantum leap in terms of passive income was genius. I mean, I literally remember the first time I ever saw it, the circles on the wall, and my brain lit up. It was like, this is the most genius thing, particularly for people with sales experience. I mean, if you have no sales experience and you're chicken to talk to people or call people or do anything that requires reaching out or talking to people, then this definitely isn't a fit, right? I mean, this is definitely for people who have some comfort level of seeing the benefit to cause and effect when it comes to sales and independent income, right? I mean, wouldn't you agree that that's a key component, is you can build what you want independently and create that income for yourself, mm-hmm. right? So that was mm-hmm. very appealing to me. However, as I was exposed to in the day a number of different companies, when I looked at the people who were doing the thing, none of it appealed to me. It was like we took this really super cool compensation model and handed it over to people who had no experience. And then they began to talk as if they were in a leadership role to people who already had sales and marketing experience. And it was a huge disconnect for me. And I'm still that way. When I hear people talking and I know they really haven't done the thing, it's a disruptor, right? It's like, how does that work? Where's your credibility? Mm-hmm. So when I finally made the decision to do the business, it was solely based on the fact that the person in the front of the room was doing the thing in a way that was professional and believable. And I could do it immediately. I could do exactly what she was doing immediately. There was no downtime. We could pick it up and start rolling immediately, which I did, we did, and have the success to show for it. So to me, the leadership link right there was the person that finally ultimately won me over for that game was doing the thing that I could do. So two things for me is I had the experience so I could believe the model. I could see the benefit of the model. But secondly, is the person I was partnering with was as good or better than me, which was really the key to get someone with my level of experience. And I think that's part of where, and I don't know, Patty, you can tell me if you disagree with this, but this part of what I see in these templates is almost a dumbing down that anyone can do it. And I personally don't find that appealing. I don't want to do something anyone can do. I'm a leader type person. I want to do stuff that is remarkable. And I think that's where you and I have a lot in common. I see two things. I see there's really a growing, emerging audience of people who want the personal attention, the high quality, the convenience of online, right? They're,
yes.
As consumers, that's
yes.
Definitely growing, no question. There are also a lot of people who were taken out of their jobs, their routines, their day-to-day, whether they lost the opportunity to return or simply don't want to anymore. They found that actually homeschooling their kids makes more sense for their family. They found that working from home actually makes more sense for their family. That, in fact, that sense of freedom to be able to work in your pajamas or take a walk in the middle of the morning or a nap in the afternoon or ride your horse or ride your bike or take your kids to the park or whatever it is that you do, that their time is more valuable and they're no longer willing to trade that time for a time for money occupation. So like you, they want that freedom to create income independently. And whether it's, I think my observation as a coach for all these years is there's no such thing as extra money. That I don't know anybody that really has extra. It's all being consumed. It is
yes.
More about, is it going to be the primary income? And even though it was a second income for you and your family, obviously with your husband being supportive as a financial partner, still without that income, your life, I think, would have been different.
Definitely. My health would have been different, too.
Your health would have been different. Right.
Yes, which means my life would be different.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. if you didn't have health and you didn't have the income and you were draining from the one income in order to support the ill health,
mm-hmm.
right? You've got all yes. kinds of things that are impacting the financial stability of the family.
Right.
So from your experience, of doing this, and I think you did have some clarity there talking this through, that there is a distinction in terms of generations. You have the experience. You are able to model very specifically what it takes to create a business like yours, which throws off handsome income every month from consistent consumers without having to sell your soul or do it every day or talk to people all the time or discount your basic values of how you want to do your business. You've been able to do it according to your values, your
that's true.
Your mores, where your comfort zone is, the things that you are your strong suit. And what I believe now is that you are in a unique position because you've learned to do the business not just independently from the corporation, but professionally in your own way. With our work together, with the five steps and recipe for conversation, you've developed the skill set that makes you unique in your leadership role because you can I think, make that fit for someone who is professional with experience, who wants to build that independent income. You bring the fierce independence and freedom of a woman that won't be told what to do. And yet you have spent a decade or better learning and honing and developing the marketing skills of a professional marketer, from the image to the target market to understanding objectives, having a regular plan of action, doing the routine over and over and over. You've established that model. Whether or not the corporate partner provided that or not, you created it. Now, it's not even now, every year, as the corporation evolves, as they offer new products, as they offer new tools, as they grow into a new culture, you are in a very unique position to assess those tools and products through a lens that says, is this going to be helpful? Does this help me to attract and cultivate my ideal partner, my most profitable customer, my most active referral source? The consistency you bring to the table, I think, makes you a very unique partner, because someone who doesn't want to mess around with having to sort through everything all the time, with your skill set, you can show them how to set up something very doable and manageable right now, choosing from the tools that you've created, they can create, or the company provides. Mm-hmm. But there isn't a one-shoe-fits-all approach to your leadership model. And I'm not even sure that it's an age, Patty. I don't know that I would say that it's the retiree versus the millennials. I think that it is more about the definition of the professional. It is more the person who has the skill set to understand the building and developing of the database, who understand the concept of not only the marketing, but the communication that creates that environment for the consumer to be comfortable, to build that long-term relationship. And it's just called different words now.
Well, that gives me a lot of clarity, too, from what I just said, because it is truly all about the freedom to pick what you are good at. And so it doesn't have to do with age. It has to do with the basic five steps. You can take those five steps and plug in your own skill set. There's the model.
That's right.
Like you just said, there's the model. The model doesn't have to do what I do. The model has to have the five steps. It has to have certain components in it, and then you take whatever you choose to plug into those five steps. If you want to go to the corporation and get the things they're offering, if that is what looks good to you, if that's what you're comfortable with, then the model is the same. No matter what tools you use, the model's still the same.
That's exactly right. The story I tell about getting started in the business is the very first day that I signed up, and of course this will tell you how old I am, but we faxed in our application for distributorship.
Yep.
And the same day I faxed in ad copy to 7 different newspapers around the country.
Hmm.
The next morning I was getting calls on those ads for people interested in partnering with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a partner, a leader, who gave me the ad copy that said, here, send this to as many papers as you can afford to market in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, and I did it. And mm-hmm. 2 days later, I had my dear friend letter written, ready to go out, mailed it to everybody that I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
And people started responding. The thing about it is I never heard no, because I did all the things for people came to me. So my enthusiasm kept mounting because I was avoiding any of that negative. Now, is it one of those things? I never talked to any of those people ever. I only talked to people who said, wow, I got your letter. It's so cool. Oh, wow, I saw your ad. Sounds like something I can do. And I'd say, really, you think you could do that? If I send you the ad copy, do you think you could get it in some papers tomorrow? Sure, I can do that. I mean, we literally had tens of thousands of letters and ads running every week, all the time. Because it was that simple. There was no gymnastics around it. It was, do you think you can do this? So let's get started right now. Here are some things that you can do. And so when we talk about, is there really money to be made? Sure. And if you hear from the corporate, they're going to support all the things that don't cost money, talking to people you know, working with social media, doing things that may or may not be your and my preference, Patty. However, it is not even really a matter of what we like as much as what will the person do and how fast can they go, because as soon as they get that immediate reward, the very first phone call, the very first positive feedback, the first time that happens, then there's no turning back. Then they're like, yep, I got it. I'm going to do this again and again and again. So it's really, how fast do you want to go? What are the resources you bring to the table? If I show you what to do, will you do it? And if a person can come to the table with that kind of attitude and experience, then you are in a position to give them things that they can do.
Right.
Whether it's their own creation through their five steps model, whether it's doing the things that you do from your five steps model, or it's plugging in the tools offered by the corporation, they're still in a position to create something that is unique to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the reason for Patty and I having these conversations is what I've been teaching for all these years, decades, is still applicable in building and developing a business. The five steps for strategic business planning is the template for setting up a solid marketing plan. And Patty is proof. Patty is absolute proof that with that experience and drive and the things she brought to the table, because she was already successful when we met. We didn't start at the very beginning together, but it's certainly been established and enhanced. And now, as a leader, what Patty brings to the table is, for someone who is professional, who understands the value of creating independent income, who is a leader type person, who will do the thing, she brings this full spectrum of gifts and talents to the table as a partner leader that I believe is unique and truly remarkable. So we'll be having these conversations from time to time to talk about the different aspects of business growth and what it is that makes our five steps unique, working with Patty unique, and hopefully that will inspire our listeners and followers to be more remarkable in what you do. And obviously, if you have questions for us, I'm at ParagonPaula at Instagram. So thanks, Patty, for a great conversation today about what we look for in leadership and what makes you specifically different in the marketplace. And I'm sure there are going to be people who, having listened to this, are going to be curious to find out more about you and your business model, what you offer in terms of leadership and creating independent income. So if there are folks who'd like to find out more about what you have to offer and have to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to find you, Patty?
Well, if you want more information about my business, you can visit my website at www.airsabovemarketing.com. And if you want to start communication, email me at pattyairsabove@gmail.com. That's P-A-T-T-Y, airsabove@gmail.com. And if you're in a hurry, you can text me at 814-450-9025.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. And, of course, you can find me, Paula, at paulaenglish.com and on Instagram and Facebook, Paragon Living US. We'll look forward to our next conversation, Patty. Let's talk a little bit about next time some of the obstacles, overcoming them when it comes to what you do with a new person. So let's say somebody responds to this and says they're ready to get started. Let's talk about what that looks like in your business and what you can do to help them get started on the right foot, and then what you do as a leader if they're the wrong ones. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be doing our next podcast real soon. We'll look forward to talking to y'all then.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Paragon Podcast. This is Paula English. I hope you've enjoyed our show and training, and you'll be back to listen to more. Visit our website at paragonlivingus.com, and you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.